Hi, I'm Jasmine Greenaway, and in this demo, we're going to be walking through working with data in arrays. In this first demo, we are adding data to an array while it's being created. On line 3, array 1 gets populated with the string A, the Boolean true, and the number 2, and then we print it to the console. So we print the value at index 0, which is A, and the value at 1, which is true. Moving along, array 2 is a new array that we've created, and we're using the array object to create it. And with that, we have to set the length as well, and we've set that as 2. Then we insert values into the array. So we are adding data to this array after it's already been created. And you can do this at any time once the array has been created. So here on line 11, we are inserting a string at index 0. And the string is a sentence that just says value index 0. On line 2, we print the value index 0, which is the string that we just inserted. But notice that line 13 actually prints undefined because we haven't inserted a value there yet. That just means space has been saved, but we just haven't added a value there yet. In this last example, we're doing another experiment with length and index. And here we're using the array object to create an array with a length of 3. We just inserted the number 3 in here, and we add a value at the last index of the array, which is index 2. And here we're adding a string. So we print that to the console just to see what it looks like. And then we again do our experiment by subtracting 1 for the length, which will return the number 2. And keep in mind that 2 is the last index of the array. So it prints that string again. And notice that nothing's been added at index 0 and 1, and that's fine. Space has just been saved and allocated, so we can add that at any point in time that we'd like.